Colorful Sinai and Patrick. Colorful Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Windrush with me, Sinai Flary, and my co-host, Mr. Patrick Vernon. On today's show, we will be discussing the Windrush Memorial.
Colorful Sinai and Patrick. Colorful Radio.
So, Patrick, on today's show, we're discussing the proposed Windrush Memorial that's going to go in Waterloo Station. What are your thoughts on this proposal?
Well, when I first heard about it, actually I knew it was going to happen at Waterloo because I was tipped off some time ago. And I can see why they would want it at Waterloo, because a lot of people arrived at Waterloo. Then you could argue you could have Heathrow Airport, because more people arrived on planes as far as that Windrush generation compared to boats and ships. But actually, I've got an alternative, if you don't mind.
Yep.
I've been campaigning that we should... The Empire Windrush ship is in the Mediterranean Sea, and I've launched a campaign that we should retrieve the ship, get the anchors off the ship, and that should be a memorial. So I'm offering an alternative to what the government's saying, that we get the original, because I think the memorials are great, but a lot of people want to just imagine if you saw the anchors or any of the any aspect of the Windrush ship, that would have more resonance than a sculpture or a painting or whatever.
I suppose
I'm coming from a historical perspective, and I want to see the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good idea. I mean, how can we sign your petition?
It's on the UK government website. You can just Google search Windrush anchors. And the good thing about it, I'm working with a range of people. There's a guy called Max Holloway. He's done a lot of research work. He lives in Greenwich, and we've been approached by one of the top divers in the world who has done extensive research work, and the petition is about asking the government whether they would, because the Windrush ship is actually Crown property. It belongs to us. People always talk about the Titanic or Curtis Ark, but the Windrush ship is just as important and part of British history. So I'm hoping that the government will cough up, but I'm not holding my breath. So at some stage we may have to have a campaign and raise money. And people might argue, well, that Patrick's a bit frivolous, spending loads of money, maybe cost millions of pounds to go and get the anchor. But actually, if you look at how much money is spent on black history in Britain, it's 0.001%, so it's nothing.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we've got Dawn Hill coming from the Black Culture Archives. I'm sure she'll talk about the work that they do. But we hardly spend any money on proper infrastructure and memorials around our heritage. So the government needs to cough up.
I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think we definitely need something that is sentimental, that is going to mean something to our community, but also something that's going to have a lasting impact. For me, a proposed memorial at Waterloo Station, when I first heard that announcement, I was like, not too sure. Not just because of the memorial itself, but where it's going to be placed. I was thinking, we're going to need multiple memorials. We can't just have one in London, because we have huge African Caribbean communities outside London as well. But for me, I think it would be better placed somewhere like Brixton in Windrush Square. But that's just my personal opinion.
Yes.
In terms of what Theresa May said when she made this announcement.
In her dying days. Or last days.
In her last days, she said the memorial at Waterloo Station would be seen by millions of people every year. And she also said that this monument will be a lasting legacy to the tremendous contribution the Windrush generation and their children have made to our great country. I mean, what do you make of that? Was she trying to just go out on a high?
Well, she hasn't got exactly track record on the whole Windrush situation, as you know. Yeah. So I think it was her attempt. I mean, okay, we have to acknowledge, yes, the government have put some money, £1 million, and hopefully we'll hear more from Fuller Benjamin about that. But actually, the whole stuff around Windrush is not just simply about the Windrush generation. It's about migration. If you look at the people that were on the Windrush ship, there were Polish people on the ship, there were people from Malta on the ship. So it's about British history, which means you can put a serious amount of resources and funding, and then you need to have an oral history project to go with that. It's not simply just a memorial. There's a whole package wraparound. And if you look at the government has already earmarked £70 million for Holocaust memorial, and a museum. You know, and we know the Holocaust, it's horrific. And actually, there is a relationship between the Empire Windrush and the Holocaust, because the ship was called the Monte Rosa, it was a German ship. And the ship did capture some Jewish people and took them to Auschwitz. So it's got a very checkered history. But if we could spend £70 million on a Holocaust memorial, which actually Britain was allies, so they were fighting against the Germans, and yet look at what they've done to the Caribbean and other migrant communities in Britain. So they've got to put a serious amount of resources. I've written an article that the government should actually earmark £1 billion towards the heritage of the African Caribbean community as part of that reparations package. That's how I see it, as a reparations package around the current history of the last 70 years of discrimination that we faced. So we need more than, we need loads of memorials and the whole range of infrastructure. Maybe do we need a Windrush Museum debate?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're definitely on the right path. I think just having one memorial is not enough. I think also it's sort of like pasting over. Here we go. Here's a memorial. It's going to be at Waterloo Station. It's going to be seen by millions of people. Take that and be happy with that. Mm. No, our community is still suffering.
Yeah.
You need to right the wrongs, yes, of the Windrush scandal first. Make sure everybody has received what they need to receive.
Yeah.
And then sit down with the community and ask us, what do we want? I feel like nobody's really asking us, what would we want in place to honour our elders that came here?
Absolutely. I think it's a really big deal. And it's just not simply just having one particular object in one particular moment in time that will appease not just us, but other communities as well.
Absolutely. We're going to continue this debate. We've got some great guests coming in to discuss this proposed Windrush Memorial by the government.
Colourful Sinai and Patrick on Colourful Radio.
And now we are joined by Dawn Hill, who is the chair of the Black Cultural Archives. The Black Cultural Archives highlights and celebrates the lives of people of African and Caribbean descent in the UK.
Hi there, Dawn.
Hello, Patrick.
Great. It's really great that you're here. And before we talk about the proposed memorial, it would be great for the listeners to hear about the work that the BCA did during the time of the scandal, which is probably over 15 months ago now.
Yes. At the height of the scandal with the African people, the Caribbean people particularly, I was really shocked by what had occurred. And people were coming into the BCA looking for help, and it was just getting more and more people coming in asking what can they do. There's all this, and the reporters were there, Amelia Benjamin was in, different people were coming in. And so I thought, what shall I do? So somebody said, speak to Patrick. And in fact, you, Patrick, introduced me to Jacqueline McKenzie, the immigration lawyer. We got together literally within 24 hours. We'd set up a campaign day. And that day was amazing. It happened on the 28th of April, 2018. And all the top lawyers turned up. Mm. People were queuing to get into the room because we only takes, 70 people at the maximum. Mm. But so many more people turned up. They had to wait in the courtyard and turns. And we held, after all the speeches and everything, we had clinics that day. And subsequent to that, we ran clinics twice a week for 2.5 months. Till
that's amazing.
July. And we had the lawyers come in pro bono. Can I name some of them?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. We actually know Jacqueline McKenzie very well. She's been on the show to discuss the Windrush scandal.
We had people from Fagre, Baker Daniels, Wilson Solicitors, Number 5 Chambers, Doughty Street, Southwark Law Centre, Article 6 Law, Legal Guys, we had, and there were more. And yes, so we just ran the surgeries. And in fact, and David Oladuso would be coming in. In fact, one of the people in his documentary that he's done, she was one of the people that came to BCA. and she's died. This is the one, the lady who died was since that program has been made.
That was Sarah Connor.
Yes, yeah. That's right. But yes, and people are still coming in now asking, as a result of the fact that people feel safe coming to the Black Cultural Archives, we formed a group from the people who were coming in. Oh, it's called the Windrush Action Group, and we facilitate their meetings at the Black Cultural Archives.
Okay.
And now we're waiting to find out if we can start those searches again, because despite the fact that the compensation scheme is now open, people are still concerned about asking about it, because it's just very complicated. Very complicated.
Yeah, we've also heard similar stories about the compensation form. Absolutely. Being very, very complicated. Pages and pages and pages of information needed, and our elders are a bit overwhelmed. So we've heard similar stories, haven't we?
Absolutely. And even though the government has given a contract to the Citizens Advice Bureau to give initial advice, I don't think people are accessing that, are not able to access that advice. So I think the work that you did back then, and I think what you want to do in the future, is going to be really critical, because people want to go somewhere where they feel trusted and respected, and get the right support.
Yes, it's very important that the people feel safe getting the advice, and because now they have to call the Home Office, who then refers them to the system. They're just not doing it because they feel that, you know, people are still being taken into detention, people are still being transported back to where they don't know, and it's not right. I really feel that something better needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, during the height of the scandal, I mean, I was having conversations with you and the previous director, Paul Reed, because it was almost like there was an issue about the compensation and what happened to the Windrush generation and the children, but it raised a fundamental issue about the history and the preservation of the Windrush history. What was your perspective on that, and what is your thinking now?
Well, Black Cultural Archives actually started by Len Garrison, and it was a time when there was big campaigning about the education of children, black children in this country. And one of the things that he started, he was a historian, academic, was to have things that teachers could use. Mm-hmm. In schools to teach black children, but teach children in school about Africa and the Caribbean and the history. So that's how it really started. But then he collected all these archives, and you know, he's a brilliant guy. And I was asked to help him to keep the place going, because, you know, my background is in policy administration and personnel management. And I just did that. I knew nothing about all this history and all these sort of art things and all this stuff. But then what he did was amazing, because he collected the histories of people, and that's what we have. And it's unique in this country, the archives that we hold for the African Caribbean people in this country. It's so important, and we need to get this out to the younger people now, because the second and third generations of the Windrush are still suffering. We have people coming in, they can't get their university place as a British student because for some reason they aren't able to provide some piece of paper to say that they're legitimately here. A lot of people are caught up with this. It's not just the people who are 60, 70, and 80 years old. There's a lot of younger people now, and they all need to understand where they sit in this country.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree even anymore. Mm. Patrick, I mean, what do you want to ask Dawn, or what should we ask Dawn in regards to the memorial that they've got proposed for Waterloo Station that Theresa May announced? Are you in support of this memorial at Waterloo Station, or do you think it should be placed somewhere else?
I'm in support of the memorial. What I've said is that, you know, the situation that the Windrush generation, as it's being called, are suffering. It's all very well. Patrick, for years, have campaigned to have Windrush Day. We've now got that, and we're going to make sure we celebrate it properly every year. Having a statue is fine, it's all very well. But where it is put is, again, it's a bit controversial at present.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are saying it should be in Windrush Square, which makes sense in this one sense. Some say Victoria Waterloo Station, that's where it's been announced it's going to be. I would say that there needs to be consultation on this with the community. It cannot just be dictated from Downing Street that that has been agreed. There has to be consultation with the community.
Do you think there should be several memorials? I mean, for example, Hackney Council, they've got an advisory committee, and they're redeveloping the whole town hall, the frontage of the whole town hall, and one of the plans is to have a Windrush memorial outside the town hall. Do you think there should be memorials across the country?
I don't quite see the need for memorials across the country. I think efforts should be more put into relieving the suffering that people have been put under because of this this immigration situation. I really do think that they should spend the money on that. Mm-hmm. It would be good if Black Cultural Arts could have a good amount of money to actually run some proper surgeries to help people to fill in these forms,
mm-hmm.
and for the government to actually think about how they're going to stop the this environment that Mrs. May has put upon everybody in this country.
Absolutely. But do you think... I came back from America quite recently, and I spoke to you about this. I was at the National African American Cultural Museum in Smithsonian, amazing building, and it's taken them 100 years to get that building. Costs a fair amount of money, over $500 million, and it kind of raised the question: do we need to have more permanent? I know we've got the Black Culture Archives, but would you want to have more resources, have a bigger space, have more permanent exhibitions? I mean, it'd be classic to have a permanent exhibition of Caribbean Windrush generation, because just imagine friends come from America or from the Caribbean and say, can you take us to a permanent exhibition, which is 24/7, any time of the year?
I think it's needed. I think something like that is needed in Britain, because there is a generation of children growing up right now. Mm. I was doing some work in some primary schools in Brent. There's a generation of children growing up who have no idea how their grandparents, or in some cases great-grandparents, why they came over to Britain and why they settled here. There's a generation of children who don't know, but also there is a misunderstanding with some members of the African and African-American community as to how Black people got to Britain.
Yeah.
So I feel like having a permanent memorial that's full and packed of all the information that they need and that we need as a community, I feel like it's vital.
Yeah.
What I agree with you, the Black Cultural Archives, the archives that we hold, is unique, mm-hmm. and it does give that information. What we do need is the actual resources to actually get this information out, to have the programming, the events, the research, and mm-hmm. all the things that's necessary to move this. Whether we need a bigger building is a different matter.
Yeah.
The Africa Center here has wonderful facilities. We'd perhaps see how we could work together on some of these aspects.
Mm.
Because, children don't know where they're from or why they're here. I think it's the why they're here
mm-hmm.
is the big issue.
Yeah.
So we need to help with that. There's a lot of help that's going to be needed for children to actually understand their history. And the Black Cultural Archives is our one of our main mission is to change the teaching of history in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, on that point, what sort of events have you got coming up at the Black Cultural Archives throughout the summer?
Oh, right. We've got the Windrush Looking Back, Moving Forward. And that's opened on Windrush Day, and it closes on the 14th of September this year.
Okay.
It is Looking Back, Moving Forward, a series of events that explore the concept of belonging and raises questions about Britishness, citizenship, and identity. And it, accompanying that, there are guided exhibitions. There's one on Wednesday and one on the 31st of July. It's guided exhibition talks, and it will explain everything. It's a very good.
Okay.
There's also the launch of the Black British History Book on the 16th of August by Professor Hakim Adi. And there's a walking tour, Island of Brixton, Saturday the 21st and the 31st by Kelly Foster, 10:30 to 11:30 on those two Saturdays.
Okay.
So there's quite a lot of events attached to the exhibition.
Okay, and what's your website so people can look up all these events if they're interested in coming down?
bcaheritage.org.uk.
Okay, that's really great. I still believe that the government should be giving you core funding. I think it's not only compensation for the individuals, but I think there should be acknowledging an organisation like yourself. You'd have to comment on that, but that's what I'm saying.
I would agree. Yeah. I feel like some sort of funding needs to go to these organisations that have been doing the work in keeping the story of the African and Caribbean communities alive. I feel like there should be an injection of funding for organisations like the Black Cultural Archives.
The Black Cultural Archives is the only organisation that holds the history in the way that we have it. Of African and Caribbean people in the United Kingdom. We're a heritage center. We're not just an archive that people come and research. Mm-hmm. We are a center. People feel safe coming to the BCA. As Patrick will know, any day, any good day in the cafe, people meet people who they've never seen, or they've overheard a conversation at the next table, and suddenly everybody's talking to everybody about the latest topic. It's a heritage centre, and I do feel that we are unique and we should be funded centrally by the government to develop our programmes at the Black Cultural Archives.
Well, I think that's really important, because I think it's important to have that resource, because you've got a fantastic. I mean, I've used the archives themselves, so I know the archives quite well, and it's having the resources so people know more about it and developing a whole range of materials. And influencing the curriculum, I think that's really, really critical. Still, you know, it's the Runnymede Trust have done some various events and reports on the whole stuff around migration histories, and Windrush is part of that conversation that we need to make sure it's embedded fully in the national curriculum.
At the Black Cultural Archive, we hold all the Runnymede Trust archives. So that's an amazing hold to have those archives.
Mm. Well, Dawn, it has been fantastic speaking to you on the Voices of Windrush. I thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts on the proposed memorial. And we wish you all the best for the future at the Black Cultural Archives.
And I'll probably see you in the cafe like I normally do.
Colourful Sinai and Patrick on Colourful Radio.
Joining us on the line now is Baroness Fluella Benjamin, who is the chair of the Windrush Commemoration Committee.
Great to speak to you about the plans. What was the vision behind choosing Waterloo Station? And what do you have, or are you willing to share at this stage what the memorial will look like?
Well, hello, Patrick. It's as you know, Windrush is very close to my heart, and I've always kind of promoted the Caribbean and our story way back in the 80s, 70s when I did play school. Always talked about the Caribbean when I wrote my book, Coming to England, which is in schools across the country. And so Windrush is very, very close to my heart, and I was very honored to be the chair of the Windrush Commemoration Committee to leave a lasting legacy for our Caribbean people and for the gift they have given to Britain over the years. The legacy that they have left behind needs to be, as you always promoted, needs to be recognized. And so we were looking for a place that was significant, because I was told when I took the chairmanship that it had to be in a place that had relevance, where many, many people could see it, high footfall, central London. It had to be a place that people could come to and would want to make a pilgrimage to. And so we looked at several sites across London, and one of the places that came up was Waterloo Station, because as you rightly know, and many pictures show, thousands and thousands of people, including myself, made that journey from Southampton to Waterloo Station, with people waiting for their loved ones under the clock. You see those iconic photographs of people come dressed in their hats and gloves and suits, you know, looking so beautiful and so kind of joyful coming to Britain. And I wanted to encapsulate that kind of mood and feeling. And I thought Waterloo Station is a heritage site. In fact, many of the Caribbean soldiers left from Waterloo Station to go to war to fight the king and country. So it has a lot of relevance to Caribbean people. And Waterloo Station is also going to have a £200 million redevelopment with shops and restaurants and places. It's going to be a go-to site, so a go-to location. So I felt it was a good place for everyone across the country to come and see a monument, which is because, remember, people came to Britain. And then when they came to Britain, they dispersed from Waterloo across the country. And the monument isn't just for the Windrush pioneers who came in 1948. It's for everyone who came over the next 25, 30 years at that time. So we felt Waterloo Station would be an iconic place where not just the Caribbean people would be able to come and see it, but people from across the world. And it's because it's a national monument for everyone, because for too long, people haven't recognized our story and celebrated our story. And now is the moment to get other people to buy into what Windrush means and how important the Windrush generation is to Britain and the prosperity of Britain as it is today.
That's great. And I think everyone recognizes that we do need to have a national memorial. I mean, I think I've been campaigning along that with the whole issue around the Windrush Day.
You need an award for that, because you've been wonderful. And I think that is something that many people, not just you, but many people across the country have all been saying. There's a community in Bristol who have said to me, this is wonderful. People in Birmingham have said, yeah, great. People from Leeds, Manchester, Norwich have all said, this is so wonderful. We can't wait to bring our children and our grandchildren to see it. So it's a place that's going to be a kind of a draw. It's going to be a central focal point. And the monument, we've got to get a consultant who's going to be looking for artists and sculptors to come up with something magnificent, something joyful, something emotional. And that's going to be an opportunity for people, hopefully, and preferably we want someone from the BME background. But I think that's important. Mm. Also, on the plinth will have an educational element to it. and we're hoping to work with a top IT company like the Microsofts and the Google and the Amazons of this world to put in an IT element so that we can virtual reality, where you can hear about the whole of the Windrush story. And you yourself, Patrick, will be in there, because, you know, you worked so hard over the years, including what we're talking about, the Windrush scandal, because the Windrush scandal is very much part of the Windrush story, and it's still an ongoing episode that we need to keep on to reflect on and to acknowledge.
Absolutely, and that's really why Colourful Radio have been producing these important programs, to highlight different dimensions of that Windrush experience, the story, the legacy, and wanting to move forward. However, a number of people in the community, and you're probably aware of this already, have said, why can't it be elsewhere, like Windrush Square? Some people will argue, well, why can't you have a memorial at Heathrow Airport, because more people came on planes than boats back in the day.
I know. Well, you've got to look logistically at everything as well. The wonderful thing about Waterloo Station is that, A, it is like it is symbolic, and there is kind of some sort of legacy there, and there is some sort of relevance there. But it's also protected because many monuments across the country are being vandalized. It's protected because they have 24-hour security. Because it's Waterloo Station, and it's going to be in Lambeth, so people might say, why not Brixton? I always say, well, people came to Britain, not Brixton. Hmm. If you put it at Heathrow, that's not central London. And all these factors we have to look at. Plus, we don't have, because it's Waterloo Station, they own the land. We don't have to get planning permission. We don't have to, all the things that cost a fortune. We don't have to pay for the upkeep. If you have a monument, it costs anything between $250,000 and £300,000 upkeep you've got to find. Just to actually have the monument there, someone's got to look after it. So, you know, economically, you have to look at all the various factors that make you think, you know, how am I going to spend this money? And because it's only £1 million, but because of Play School, many people are giving me things and helping me to make this monument worth more than £1 million.
Okay, and so I see that. So the economic benefits, so £1 million, and if you've got the right deal in terms of maintenance and all that, it actually could be multiplied into several millions of pounds. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, when you think about it, because if Windrush Square is relevant and to many people, I live near Brixton. My postcode is Brixton. So you're talking about somebody who's lived in Brixton for the last 40 odd years or more, mm-hmm. you know, and who very much part of celebrating the story of Brixton. And I just on Friday, I was shopping and holding court in Brixton. You are Brixton people. They often see me in Brixton all the time. And many, some of the people are protesting, don't live in Brixton like I do. But I was there like you when we had the monument that went up for the soldiers, African and Caribbean soldiers. I celebrate a lot of things. I celebrated when they opened the Black Cultural Archives. Mm-hmm. And Windrush Square, you know, hopefully, because what we're hoping to do as well, because of some of the savings we're going to make, is to have replicas that will go around the country. Each year on Windrush Day, we're hoping that Manchester will bid to get one, Liverpool, Bristol, you know, Leeds. So replicas will be, you know, because now, because of 3D printing, you can make half-size models of whatever the monument will be like. So they will have one too. I feel so kind of honoured and happy to be able to bring all this together. And I've got a great committee. Rose Hudson Wilkins, you know, who's now going to be the Bishop of Dover. She's very much part of it. Yes, Ansel Wong, who almost created the Windrush, created the Notting Hill Carnival. Simon Fredericks, who did Black on the Black is a New Black is a New Black. Paulette Simpson from The Voice. George the Poet. You know, Ken Olisa, who's the Lord Lieutenant of London. He's on the committee. Tim Campbell, who's a businessman from You're Fired. And Jess Thompson, who's from, you know, represents young people in the Manchester area. So I've got a great kind of committee who've looked at it broad and wide. And I've also got the High Commissioners who from the Caribbean High Commissioners who are backing me and with this idea of having it at Waterloo, because they represent the communities across the country.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Voices of Windrush. We have been speaking to Baroness Fluella Benjamin.
Colourful Sinai and Patrick on Colourful Radio.
Joining us in the studio now is Sonia Winifred, who is the Cabinet Member for Equalities and Culture for the London Borough of Lambeth.
So we're exploring the whole issue around this proposed memorial statue or monument at Waterloo Station. We've heard from Baroness Fluella Benjamin making the case why she thinks Waterloo station is important. But obviously you've got a different perspective on this.
Yes, I have, Patrick. And first and foremost, I'd like to say that I'm very surprised that this panel, this legacy panel, did not have representation from the Windrush Foundation nor the Black Cultural Archives, which I think are two organisations who are fundamentally part of the Windrush, the history of the Windrush, so they should have been part of that discussion. And also, first and foremost, it should have gone out to public consultation before any decision was made.
Mm. What we've heard from the Baroness, she said that you have to have a committee to do all the initial thinking before you go to public consultation. But I think the question is, her argument is that the monument is at Waterloo Station, which is in the Borough of Lambeth, You know, I mean, you could argue Birmingham City Council can say, why can't it be in Birmingham or Manchester Council or even the local
Preston.
Or Preston.
Well, yeah, I hear that. And
do you think Windrush Square has everything already?
Well, I think Windrush Square does have a representation of black people in Brixton, in Lambeth. Mm. But I also feel that the monument should be in Windrush Square. Mm-hmm. The majority of people who arrived, and, you know, under Windrush in 1948, they settled in Brixton. I'm not aware that any of them went to Waterloo. If memory serves me, they arrived at Tilbury, then Fenchurch Street, and they were transported directly to Clapham Common, Deep Shelter, where they were housed. And then, you know, we had the labour exchange in Brixton, and a lot of them made their way to the labour exchange and settled in Brixton. Mm. And again, during that time, you had a gentleman by the name of Gus Leslie, a Jamaican landlord, who was living on Cold Harbour Lane, and he owned several houses, and he housed a lot of these people, Windrush people, and they settled in Brixton. At the 50th anniversary, we named the square Windrush Square to celebrate and commemorate those pioneers who came before and paved the way for us. So I feel very strongly and passionately that this monument should be in Windrush Square.
Yeah. So I know that you've launched a change.org petition. What support are you getting so far? And have you heard directly from the government or anybody else regarding?
No, I've not heard anything from the government. I mean, Lambeth Council, leader of the council, wrote to Baroness Benjamin before this was announced, and just to say that they felt that the monument should be in Windrush Square. Mm. Other than that, no, the petition was launched shortly after the announcement was made, and the local people are behind it, and I'm hoping more people will be behind it. Something else I'd like to add is the fact that we have the Black Cultural Archives in Windrush Square, and I think the government should be joining the dots. We have so many young people, of our young black people, young men, killing themselves on the streets, one another on the streets, because they feel disenfranchised, they feel they don't belong, and they feel forgotten. We've got the Black Cultural Archives, the only institution of its kind collecting our history. Mm. Why not put the monument there so you have that information there? Young children, we also talk a great deal about early intervention. Mm. Take the children there to classes, school classes, they can learn about the Windrush, then go to the Black Cultural Archives and sit down, have a history lesson, make them feel part of this country, part of this culture. It's not rocket science. Join the dots, make children, make our young people feel they belong. Mm. Waterloo is not the place for the monument. It should be Windrush Square.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard from the Baroness also that the cost, it's £1 million that's been given by the government for the monument, and actually said that the multiplier effect will save more money because Waterloo Station won't need to get planning permission for Waterloo Station. The cost of maintenance will be done by Waterloo Station or whoever owns Waterloo, and also they can get money from big business. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd like to say then that this discussion was never, Lambeth Council weren't part of this discussion. So it's just a one-sided discussion as far as I'm concerned right now, because had Baroness Benjamin or the panel sat down and spoke to Lambeth about it, then I'm sure we would have come up with some agreement, some discussion, some way forward. But I can't add to this right now because we were never part of that discussion.
Mm. So what do you think needs to happen next? Because obviously if there's, you know, who makes that, do you think it's set in stone now that it's going to be at Waterloo, or is there still flexibility for negotiations or to elsewhere? Because there might be other parts of the country might say, well, why can't we have it in the Midlands? Or?
Well, that's for them to say. But right now, you know, I'm focusing on Lambeth.
Okay.
And the petition is focusing on Lambeth.
Sure.
And so I felt it should have been gone to public consultation. Whether it's set in stone, that's I'm hoping it's not set in stone, because I think it should then put it out to public consultation. Mm-hmm. Ask the people what they want. Mm-hmm. Because I feel, again, the community, black community, being treated as children, mm-hmm. being told, this is what you're getting. Yeah. Well, no, come on. We contribute to the economy in this country, to every walks of life in this country. Mm-hmm. So we should have that opportunity and that treated with respect.
Yeah.
Give us, put us, you know, let's sit at a table. Mm-hmm. Give us the opportunity to make our decisions, to say why we want this monument. Don't tell us what's best for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not children.
Mm-hmm. Where can people sign your petition? What's your online links?
The petition is on the change.org website. They can go on and just sign the petition.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on to also the Lambeth Love Lambeth website. There is, I'm sure they can get onto the petition from there. But yes, I'm encouraging everyone who's passionate about this, all those Lambethans, everyone out there, and other people. And if you look online, there are other people who don't live in Lambeth who feel that this is the history of black people. You know, nowhere is the contribution of these British citizens and their children more evident than in Lambeth. And it was in Lambeth, again, that the majority of passengers from, you know, the Windrush resided.
Do you think one monument is sufficient to acknowledge the contribution of the Windrush generation in Britain? Do you think having this one monument, do you think that will absolve the government of we've done our bit?
Absolutely not. No, definitely not. A monument is like saying it's a way, given the way the Windrush generation have been treated by this government, I see it as saying we acknowledge your contribution, but there's a lot more to go. There's a lot more to do.
Mm.
But by putting up this monument, it's just one thing. We still have Windrush generation who are not granted their citizenship, who the compensation is nowhere near where it should be. People are still waiting for compensation. So, no, this is just beginning. A monument is a start, but there's a lot more to do.
Yeah. I think the government should put about £1 billion and to fund a whole range of black and other organisations trying to preserve the history, including core funding for the BCA and others.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're going back to the BCA, I mean, Lambeth Council is the sole funder of the BCA, the DCMS. The government should be funding the BCA. What better way of showing your appreciation for the contribution of black people, African Caribbean people in this country, than to fund that BCA, which again I'll say was the only institution dedicated to collecting our history, you know, so that our young people for generations to come can say, well, yes, we belong, we're full part of this society.
Mm-hmm. I came back from America and I went to the National Museum of African American Culture. I was literally blown away. 8 stories, massive building, and I realised that we haven't got a permanent exhibition. Of, you know, like you could go 24/7, 7 days a week, invite family from the Caribbean or wherever, come to this, you can see a permanent exhibition of the living room on other aspects of that history. Do you think more should be done around that?
There's a great deal more that can be done, Patrick. I mean, we could go on forever, couldn't we, on what could be done? But I think we need to start somewhere and start building. And as I go back to the question about the money being pumped into Waterloo, we could have had that same dialogue around being, you know, money being pumped into Lambeth, where you have, you know, such deprivation parts of the borough and young people who need that lift, who need that, you know, that place in society. And we need to do a great deal more. We had, just with the Windrush Day, we had a fantastic exhibition at the Town Hall, 350 years of black people in Lambeth. Mm. And if you look at some of the comments, I had a couple, black American couple, who'd visited Lambeth for the first time. And they were blown away by the exhibition, and they felt there should be a great deal more. And I intend to stay focused on this and to support the community, not just in Lambeth, but across the country, to do more, to bring about this acknowledgement so that our young people will feel they have a sense of who they are, so they can all feel comfortable in their own skin and that they feel part of society, which is what they do not feel right now. And I think it's a disgrace for this government.
Yeah.
I feel Every single point you've made is extremely valid. I feel like our young people are walking around, especially in London, feeling like they don't belong, feeling like they don't quite fit in. I feel like a lot more needs to be done on the education side to connect the dots in terms of letting them know why their grandparents came here, how hard they had to work, the sacrifices they made in order for them to have the life that they have now. I really want to support your petition.
Thank you.
To have a memorial at Windrush Square. I think it's very fitting. And I would urge the community to go online and also sign your petition, because I feel like it's needed. It's needed. The Black Cultural Archives and Windrush Square, it's a very important part of our history. And I feel like we need a monument there also.
Thank you. Thank you. And just to add that, I have the full backing of Lambeth Council on this, that the monument should be in Windrush Square.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this is going to be an ongoing conversation, and we'll see what happens. As you know, I've got an alternative monument, the Anchors.
Yes, Russia. Yes.
Mm. So
we could also have that as well, though.
That's incredibly interesting.
Yes.
That is, I would like to know more about that, Patrick.
Definitely.
We had a conversation a few months ago about it.
Well, I can update you because I think we've been approached by one of the top divers in the world. And he's actually done some lot of research work, and he thinks it's salvable. But it obviously needs to cost money and resources. I've done a petition like yourself that the government should, because actually the Windrush is Crown property.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's been at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea for the last 50 odd years.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
And that is part of our history.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the information about your petition, which is online, which everyone should go to. What is the title of your petition on the change.org website?
It's Windrush, keep the monument in Windrush Square.
Okay, so people, make sure you go and sign that petition. That was Councillor Sonia Winifred, who is a cabinet member for Equalities and Culture for the London Borough of Lambeth.
Colourful Sinai and Patrick on Colourful Radio.
On the line now is Arthur Torrington from the Windrush Foundation. What do you make of the proposed Windrush Memorial at Waterloo Station?
Well, it's out of place to start with, and it actually misrepresents history. We must get the history right, not because a number of people, passed through Waterloo on their way to various parts of London and so on. That is not the point. We must commemorate the actual men and women who came on the day, the 22nd of June, 1948. Men and women came along from the Caribbean. They settled in various parts of London, but mainly they settled in the Brixton area. To start with, 236 men, mainly men, were at the Deep Shelter, which was in Brixton, and they found their way into Brixton to find work and to find accommodation. So what you don't do is to actually change history and make it what one wants it to be, whereas it actually is not really history at all.
So we've interviewed Baroness Flora Benjamin, and she believes that Waterloo is the right location for a number of reasons. She actually says that a lot of people pass through Waterloo post 1948 before they went to different parts of the country. Secondly, she, because of the redevelopment of Waterloo, she thinks that the £1 million being given by the government that the Waterloo Station will cover the cost of maintenance, the security will be covered, and there'll be a major attraction site overlooking South Bank. What do you think about that?
Well, it's completely wrong, because a lot of people came by BOAC, the actual airline. So you're not going to have a plaque at Heathrow Airport. So the case of numbers, is irrelevant. And misrepresents history. I mean, how could anybody have a memorial and call it Windrush at Waterloo? Windrush happened at Tilbury, the people went on to Fenchurch Street, then they went on to Brixton. Why should we change history? I mean, we will be laughed at if we actually use Waterloo as a point, really. I mean, I'm surprised that Baroness Benjamin is actually stickling out for Waterloo, because she came through Waterloo. I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous and shameful.
Well, she did say that there could be replicas of the memorial in in Windrush Square
because she wants it to happen at Waterloo and everything else should be subservient. That is ridiculous and nonsense.
How can the community support you on your mission to have the memorial placed at Windrush Square? What could they do?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. We're arguing against it. Not that it's going to happen. It might not happen. Because somehow it looks as though Baroness Benjamin went to the government for £1 million to have a memorial. No kind of consultation with the community. Nobody talked to me. Nobody talked to Patrick. And so in that particular case, you cannot actually create history on your own. So in terms of any lobby for Windrush Square, well, we can only say we don't want it at Waterloo. We don't know whether the government will actually take back their £1 million. But how could they give us £1 million when other communities are getting £40 and £50 million to do their memorial? Look, Caribbean people have actually been, I should say, helping Britain to become and remain and, you know, an empire and be successful for nearly 400 years. In 2023, Britain will have been in the Caribbean 400 years. Now, how more British can we actually be?
Well, I think that's a very fair point, Arthur. Do you know, you're probably aware of the my campaign for the anchors of the Windrush ship. What do you think of that as an initiative?
Again, it's an initiative that the government could actually take on. Because, you know, when it comes to our community, the government has spent less money for the contribution that we've made over 400 years than any other community, really. And that's unfair. So what has happened with the Windrush scandal? It's exposed the government for its injustice and the shamefulness about the whole scenario. So therefore, whether it's the anchor, whether it's a memorial, I mean, £1 million is nothing when other communities are getting 30 and 40 million.
I suppose the key question is, I suppose there's different ways of how we preserve our history and heritage. And honestly, the Windrush Foundation, you and the late Sam King, has done a lot of work over the years. What more should be done to preserve the history of the Windrush generation? Is one memorial sufficient?
Yeah, a memorial is also important. A lot of people don't really think that memorials are good. It's a good thing because it can direct young people to finding out more about the history. So memorials are always good. But the point is, when it's in the wrong place, it's a shame. And I think that is the point about memorials. With the anchor or whatever, it can be found from Windrush. Indeed, I'm sure if they found the anchor for the Mayflower that went to America in, what, is it 1620? I mean, they'll be jumping for joy.
Absolutely, but that will cost money as well, like with most things.
Well, no, it's a long time ago as well.
Well, I mean, of course.
The point I'm making is that people, especially the British people, love to celebrate, commemorate the history. And somehow, Caribbean people have been pushed aside in terms of their heritage, and as though, well, it's a free-for-all, anybody can come up and request £1 million, and then government can say, right, here's £1 million. They don't really care about the heritage, and so on. Set up a committee, the committee doesn't represent the community. I mean, that is so nonsensical.
Do you think that in terms of the Windrush Memorial Committee and Baroness Benjamin rolled off the names of a number of high-profile black people in Britain who are on her committee and the Windrush Grants Committee, do you think that that should be independent of government?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, why should the government run and manage Windrush funding? Whereas we've got the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust, which is a trust, which is a charity. It runs the Holocaust Memorial Day. The government, you know, doesn't interfere in it. The same goes for the Stephen Lawrence Charitable Trust. They are managing the Stephen Lawrence, the funding that they receive for Stephen Lawrence Day, and they're managing it extremely well. So why should Windrush be used now as a tool in which the government obviously needs to be seen to be, you know, doing good and helping the community, whereas we should be allowed to manage those things ourselves? That is what maturity is about. We're not being treated as mature people in the community that can't manage a sum of money. on her own. I mean, that is so humiliating.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I feel like the whole Windrush scandal and everything surrounding it has been handled badly. I feel like not enough consultation has been given to the community on issues. And I feel like there's a lot that needs to be done.
Yes, and in fact, a lot more just have to be done, because unless you keep on putting pressure on the government, you're making statements, you're having appeals, you're having campaigns, the government is going to ignore the voices. So we've got to keep the voices going.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're doing here on the Voices of Windrush.
And that's why we're here, Arthur. Voices of
Windrush. Very good.
Yeah.
Let's keep up the good work, as they say.
Thank you. Before you go, could you tell people where they can find you online?
Online, indeed. So it's windrushfoundation.com. windrushfoundation.com. And there's lots of material there that can be downloaded for free, educational material, things to do with videoing and so on, video clips. And it's all to do with the pioneers, all to do with how people came and laid the foundation for us today, who may be trying to improve society even more. And I think that a radio program like yourself is helping this to go ahead.
Thank you so much, Arthur Torrington from the Windrush Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us on the Voices of Windrush.
Colourful
Sinai and Patrick on Colourful Radio.